It's a rainy day at Riverbend Farms. The fields are muddy, but that doesn't keep Alana Baker from her work.
We just got done planting early beans. We've been side dressing corn.
Earlier, she attended the cattle with her father and has a page-long to-do list next to her in the pickup truck she drives around the 5,000 acres her family farms. Baker never thought she'd come home to farm, but while working as a fundraiser for the American Cancer Society nearly 2 years ago, she says she woke up and just knew it was time. What she didn't know that day was that her decision then would mean so much more in the coming year.
Dad's getting older, and if I wanted an opportunity to work with him and learn from him, I needed to do that while I didn't have kids, while I wasn't married. It's worked out well because we found out in January Dad's got cancer. If I hadn't been here for a year before that, it had been way too much to come home and just jump right into.
Baker's father is the main operator, but she's taking on many of those responsibilities since he's become ill. Baker now runs the farm when he's away on treatments. Since she grew up in the farming community, she says she hasn't faced too many setbacks as a woman in the once male-dominated industry. But on occasion, she's had to assert that she's the one to do business with for Riverbend Farms.
The only obstacles I really face are with people that we don't know. So, you know, sometimes like seed salesmen, they want to talk to the male of the operation, and like, well, there's not one. You have to talk to me.
Samantha Anderson is also a farmer's daughter. She's studying at Murray State and working to eventually run her family's tobacco crop and cattle farm in central Kentucky. Like Baker, she says she hasn't experienced much discrimination as a woman farmer. What she has seen, though, is women becoming more and more involved in agriculture.
Even if you look like at the gender spread within the FFA, the girls are taking over. That's not necessarily saying that more girls are going back to the farm, but within the broad field of agriculture in general, girls are making a really big impact.
Women made up about 14% of farm operators in the U.S. Department of Agriculture's 2007 and 2012 census. Compare that to numbers from 30 years ago. In 1982, not even a full percentage point of operators were women. Both the USDA and Murray State sociology professor Scott Bird say part of that is the rise of the small farm. Most women farmers run operations much smaller than those Anderson and Baker go home to.
A lot of women, they're turning back to the land. They're going back and self-identifying as farmers for various reasons. Maybe they want to be involved in more sustainable practices for their family and their local community. Maybe they're involved in food justice. A lot of those farms are smaller farms.
Bird says more women also inherit farmland now, where previously it went to male family members. Other factors leading women to self-identify as farmers include increased technology. Decades ago, most women just did not have the physical strength required for farm work. Now there are tools that make that work easier. Back at Riverbend Farms, Baker watches as a farmhand cleans a tractor with a large sprayer. She says she's going to send their handful of workers home early since a rainy day is a welcome rest during the busy planting season. Inside the home her family has lived in for generations, Baker's father Stan rests. He's glad she's around.
Always kind of hoped that someday she might want to come back because there's really nobody else to take the farm and run with it, you know, like it needs to be.
Baker says her skills, some of which she admits are stereotypically feminine, have already helped bring the farm forward. She's organized and keeps lists along with a database of what's been planted so her family can keep track of what methods are best. For WKMS News, I'm Whitney Jones.